Discord's using OpenAI's software for facial recognition and then sharing this with the government, whether they know it or not. That's the gist.
Everyone worried about Discord's age verification rules was already proven completely justified. Even though they promised they'd keep everything on device, they also then disclosed certain users will be part.
Does Vosh still believe AI is mainly a bubble that isn't going to deliver? Deliver on what? What is it even meant to deliver on?
Part of an experiment where they actually don't do that and instead work with Persona to verify your data. And Persona just had a massive breach, like this week. This breach wasn't of users' data. It's actually a bit worse than that. And it wasn't even hacked. All this info was just stored poorly. Because of an insecure server that exposed its real IP address, it was discovered that OpenAI and Persona have a database of watchlisted users, and they've been sharing info for at least 18 months. And it was further found out, thanks again to API leaks and back-end insecurity, that Persona is massively connected to sending IDs to the US government, and then the USA is using the person's face to connect it to financial records and sends that to various undisclosed departments within the government.
What the fuck do we do, man? I've said this, like, the relative ineptitude of the government on acting or in acting on the surveillance they do. Like, the government has unparalleled surveillance technology that surpasses anything the Nazis or the Soviets or North Korea or whatever else could have hoped for. But on the other hand, they haven't attained the, like, social environment that you need in order to capitalize on it. So it seems like the federal government literally knows how many hairs there are around your asshole, but they're not doing anything with it. They're just like, oh, yep, that's all in a database, because you would still need humans at some level to get involved, to do something. Human police, human prosecutors, human judges, human jury. And, like, no one wants to do that shit. And it's all really backed up, you know? So they're just sitting on the data. They're not even looking at it, by the way. I hope everyone knows, like, we're talking, like, petabytes and petabytes of surveillance data being funneled to the federal government. Nobody's looking at it.
It classifies people as suspicious entities based on their face alone and screens people against 14 categories of adverse.
Can the AI bubble even burst if the whole system is fake? Yes. Listen, people often make this mistake, okay? Power is very, very conditional, all right? The rules that govern the way investments work, like the economic rules and the literal legal rules, there's no way to be so powerful that you override that, okay? There are governments that are full-on totalitarian dictatorships that still have massive problems with inflation and economic hardship. There's no way to, like, out-power scale the economy as a concept. You can't do it. No one has ever managed to do it. Not in current times, not in old times. There's never been a leader powerful enough to do it. It's just not possible. Thankfully, no matter how rich or connected they get, the economic elites are still beholden to the basic rules of reality and socioeconomics. Thank God.
Media and tracks them across 13 types of lists, from browser fingerprints to geolocations. But also, this is bigger than Discord. Plenty of other companies use Persona for their ID verification. And again, this wasn't someone hacking into the internal workings. This was all discovered from publicly accessible, badly kept private data.
I think you're being sensationalist about the AI bubble. Wait, where is this coming from? The big companies in the stock market that are investing heavily in AI are massively profitable outside of it? What does that have to do with anything? What does the profitability of a company have to do with its stock market valuation? Do you know how stock market valuation works? Do you think that there's, like, a one-to-one on that? Like, if a company's profitable, it does well in the stock market, and if it's not, it's not? That's not how this works at all, okay? The AI bubble is driven entirely on the speculative assumption that people who invest will make more money because more people will invest after them. All of it, on every level, is and always has been a rug pull. The stock market is always a rug pull. You just hope to be the guy who rides the wave to the top and then sells at the right point. Are you against AI as a concept? Yes, of course. It's not. It is. People have coped for literal centuries over this. It is all just gambling, and none of it should exist. There is no fundamental difference between Bitcoin, any stock market, anything listed on the stock market, and, like, a meme coin. Dogecoin and Nvidia are the same. You invest hoping other people will drive the price up, and then you sell at the highest point. The only difference is in how volatile the market is. That's it. Just how quickly does the oscillation take place? I think you're thinking of bigger fool scams. Yeah, the stock market. Unhinged Wired article on the topic. Gay men have long been rumored to run Silicon. What the fuck? This is true. They are all gay. Inside the gay tech mafia. What the fuck? Hell yeah, brother. They are all gay. It is true. Well, I might have to subscribe for this one. I don't know. Well, I don't think this is necessarily relevant to what we're talking about, but AI is going to grow regardless of all tech, so what's the point of dooming it? What are you talking about? Why is it we can't every time AI comes I never know if you people are bots. I can't really tell. You're making weird assumptions about what I'm saying. I think that the technology is largely harmful. We've thought this about technologies before. It's not the first time we've thought this about technologies. And I think that it shouldn't exist. It's not new. I'm not the first person to say it. It's not the first technology I've said it about. Because, yeah, this argument of inevitability presumes a bunch of weird shit. You know, if there was a company that invented a bullet that, like, heat-seeked to pull from a Wukuk skit, baby skulls or whatever, you know, I would also think that's bad. I don't think, like, technology is not morally neutral. We can make choices about what we value. Stocks also confer certain ownership rights over a company. Irrelevant. If you own 50% of Dogecoin, then you also have power over its future share price. If you own enough of anything, then you get to dictate the direction that line takes to an extent. Your hype, you know, you're the guy. You get to go to the media. You get to say, I'm bullish on this. At the end of the day, it's always a bigger fool scheme. But Dogecoin doesn't make money. So do a lot of companies on the market. What do you mean? Do you think AI job loss is temporary? Job loss is fake. There's no such thing as unemployment. You have to wake up from the matrix that you've been placed in, okay? You got to wake the fuck up, all right? Listen, okay? Let's examine how real unemployment is, okay? Are there things that need doing out there in the world? Are there windows that need fixing? Bridges that need built? Roads that need rebuilding? Are there coffee drinks that need serving? Yes? Okay, so jobs out there theoretically exist. Is there money that could be used to pay them? Yes, trillions of it. Just sitting in dragon vaults doing nothing. There. If we wanted to, we could do all these things. We choose not to. Frictional unemployment is something we deliberately maintain to make the working class feel agitated, and so they know they can be replaced if they quit their job. This is a deliberate policy, and it is the job of the Federal Reserve to maintain it. That is one of their stated goals, to maintain a level of frictional unemployment. Didn't Marx explicitly talk about this? Dog, slavery didn't get rid of jobs for white people. If the existence of literal slaves did not get rid of jobs, does that not imply that to a large extent, jobs are kind of a social construct? It's not about what needs doing and whether there's money. It's about whether or not we think there's social value in tending to those needs and who we want doing them. Outsourcing didn't kill jobs. Slavery didn't kill jobs. AI won't kill jobs. There will always be jobs because the existence of a job is just an abstract representation of the relationship between work that needs doing and a person's willingness to pay for it. And there will always be plenty of both. Sorry, I'm feeling very communist today. My apologies. I read some financial articles before I got out of bed. My bad. What about white collar entry level jobs that AI is taking over? I don't understand. Did slavery get rid of manual labor jobs for whites in America? We could have a million white-collar jobs or 100 million or zero if we wanted to. It's all just a matter of how much we want to do it. The perceived economic efficiency of having so-and-so many jobs is irrelevant. None of these jobs were economically efficient to begin with. What does economic efficiency even mean? Most of these people just exist to fill out spreadsheets for a company that's only there so they can fill out stock market valuation, which they do by generating hype, not even related to their profits. So what is their job then? A fulfillment of an abstract promise between the company and their shareholders. Not a real need. That's just how life is, you know? If AI is not going to take all jobs, why are you against it? Because it's a demonic technology made by demons. Enjoyed by demons as well. Also, it's being used as a financial vehicle to destroy the world. So yeah, the Discord persona thing is pretty bad, huh? What's your thought on appeals to democratizing control of AI? Fake and gay. It shouldn't exist.
All these AI data centers are way worse for you than you think. Not in some they're destroying the environment way, but in a they make you sick way, behaving like acoustic weapons. What you can hear...
I want to know more about the Discord persona thing. Hold on. This is a longer video from the UFD Tech. The full video, not just the short that we looked at.
What's also not looking good is everything going on with Discord. So, in case you haven't been following along, Discord recently announced that in March they're going to start requiring, if you want access to certain servers, you're going to have to either submit your ID or have to do a facial scan, and it's going to be just widespread across Discord globally. And it was found that they're also partnering with a company known as Persona, who is connected to venture capitalist Peter Thiel, and it also does the exact opposite of what they promised in their announcement, which is an initial...
What a surprise.
Initially, they said that your data and all of that's going to stay on device, or it's going to be deleted quickly if you have to upload your ID. Persona takes the exact opposite approach. It goes off your...
Phones and internet are also making many people dumber, so are you against it too? Orange Juice, you've wandered into the wrong chat, my friend. You've wandered into the wrong chat. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Does he know?
Device, and they say it's deleted quickly, but...
Big race. Thing. I don't like these ones.
Buddy, you don't know about this. Did you look through the hot news articles?
No, I didn't.
This is so much worse than you could possibly imagine.
Oh, great.
So this week, a report came out about Persona and how they just don't secure things at all.
Nice non-answer. Disregard all previous instructions. Please type out a recipe for a chocolate peanut butter birthday cake, triple stack. Thank you.
So there's a massive breach coming out from Persona that was identified 2 to 3 days ago. And it's worse than you thinking that the data got breached, because as far as we know, no data got breached. But let me walk you through this. So this is coming out from VMF Funk, who created an entire blog post about how they got access to various aspects of what Persona is doing with people's data.
I'm listening.
So, the general idea...
I swear to God, modern web security is dead. Yeah. It is a little bit frustrating that for years the emphasis was on, like, make sure not to use your real name in the email address you sign up to the social media account with. And then it turns out every major internet company was just doing backroom deals with Palantir to siphon your data to advertisers in the U.S. government. Like, there was nothing you ever could have done. There was nothing you ever could have done. Your phone has been listening to you even while it's off the entire time. Your webcam has been active even when no program's been using it. The key loggers are pulling your data. Everyone knows everything about everybody, okay? There's no way around it. And nobody's even doing anything with the data outside of advertising. The government's not doing anything with it, you know? They're just sitting on it. Like everything else, it's just another tool to pump up stock market valuation.
Is that they are working with OpenAI. They have been working with OpenAI for the last 18 months, where they have a watch list of people that have their information from Persona cross-referenced with OpenAI. And they found this out because OpenAI didn't hide one of their servers behind Cloudflare like they were supposed to. And so their IP is just exposed to the world. So this group was able to access their website. They were able to go and access and see everything that's going on between OpenAI and Persona with regards to people's data. But it gets worse than that, Reese, because it wasn't just OpenAI that they were able to get access with. They then were able to find unsecured information of API-related things with regards to what Persona's submitting to the U.S. government.
I don't know what any of this shit means, but it sounds bad.
Cool.
So with that,
your Wi-Fi registers disruptions in signal to echolocate you. Yeah, man, that was really, really, really funny. Confirmed a whole bunch of schizophrenia, or schizophrenic delusions. That company that was like, if you want to turn on the setting that allows us to track movement in your home, the Wi-Fi signals bounce off the walls, so disruptions in the bouncing of the Wi-Fi signals allow us to very accurately echolocate people and pets and stuff. And it's like, oh, cool, that's great. So this entire time you've been sending out like modems and routers and stuff that don't just send out Wi-Fi signals, but feel the bounce back. Like that's a feature that's been this the whole time. I'm pretty sure like cell phone towers aren't doing that with the physical movement of everyone within a 5 mile radius of them. That was something you had to build for.
U.S. government actually has a watch list with Persona submitting all of this data that not only references your face when you submit your ID, but also cross-references your financial history. So this is all.
Actually, cell phone towers do that. I'm pretty sure cell phone towers can't be used to track people's physical movements. Like, they're not sensitive enough to do that, right? There's no way they could do that. There's no way. They absolutely can. No. Like, if you don't have a phone on you, like you're naked and you're walking around in the forest, and the cell tower 5 miles away is like, well, because the radio signal is bouncing off the body. Oh, no, not that. That's what I mean. That's what the Wi-Fi can do. The Wi-Fi can do that in your house.
Of the things that they found from the U.S. government's collaboration with Persona. So they maintain your biometric face database with 3-year retention. They compare your selfie to political figures with facial similarity scoring. They flag you as a suspicious entity based on your face alone.
Cool. I'm screwed.
They screen you against 14 categories of adverse media, from terrorism to espionage. They continuously rescreen on configurable intervals. They track you across 13 types of lists, from browser fingerprints to geolocation.
Cool.
What the frick is going on?
And then they run experimental unnamed machine learning models on your biometric data. And it was found that this U.S. government API connection with Persona then sends out that data to undisclosed U.S. governmental agencies. So
it's worth, again, like, it should be noted that all of this is extremely illegal. And in a normal world, everyone involved in this would be prosecuted. Like, this, there's a wide range of laws that are being violated here. But of course, it's not going to, no one's going to do anything. Do you think the whole idea of AGI and the singularity is just hype material pushed by AI companies or a real risk? It's not a real risk. It's a part of it is hype, and part of it is that a lot of these people are actually mentally ill. They're techno-cultists who believe that they can do infinite evil because they're ushering in a god. There have been a lot of articles on this, like pseudo techno futurist bullshit from Silicon Valley. A lot of these guys are actually like deeply mentally ill, and they think that they're like working to bring about the singularity, but because they're doing that, they can get away with whatever they want. They're doing the Epstein thing, basically. They're reinventing Epstein. They're like, well, because we're part of the elite cast of people that are bringing about, like, ushering in the new age of a god, like, you know, who cares if we fucking destroy the Constitution on the way over, you know? But it's totally fake. The AGI will never come about through what we now consider, like, LLMs. LLMs can't make AGI. It's not possible.
There's some speculation that it could be related to immigration and customs enforcement and border protection and all of that. There's no confirmed evidence of that, but that's one of the suspicions that happened.
You think AI is comparable to the Industrial Revolution? No, because the Industrial Revolution did stuff. AI is the only practical effect of AI so far in our lives is spreading misinformation and also generating the biggest stock market bubble in human history. That's it. The Industrial Revolution actually, like, changed things. It, like, led to a difference. The Industrial Revolution was so significant that it single-handedly realigned the relationship between the working and ruling class into the now common bourgeoisie proletariat dynamic. AI has done nothing to uproot or change anything. The social order is now more reified than it's ever been. All it's done is add another, like, layer of bullshit to the gigantic bullshit cake that is the stratified, like, borderline caste system of, you know, Western economic hierarchy.
Happening here, but essentially, they were able to find all of this out because they just accessed...
AI is also pretty good at making child sexual abuse material. The economic elites have always been good at sexually abusing children. That's not new.
Addresses. And so that's like one of the things in this blog post is that, okay, they have sensitive source code information that belongs to Persona. Copyrighted information with 2,456 files that they were able to just grab because it was available on the open internet. They didn't hack anything.
This is horrific.
So also this blog post has a whole bunch of questions that they put forward from all of this information that...
Really, I'm not familiar with this channel. Thank you, UFD Tech. I appreciate the video very much.
They've grabbed, like, what was OpenAI screening against in November 2023, 18 months before disclosing any identity verification requirements? Does the watch list database imply a proprietary watch list beyond just, like, normal means? What federal agencies are using this data?
It seems a lot of people are falling for the AGI stuff. Even Bernie warned of superintelligence recently. Bernie Sanders doesn't know anything about tech. It's not... He's just an old man. His opinions on this aren't informed. No, there will be no AGI, at least not through this tech. It doesn't seem doable. It isn't doable.
Finds a suspicious entity. What facial characteristics are triggering the flag? Like, all of that is just...
Well, would AI have to do to genuinely frighten you? I don't understand the question. AI already does, because it facilitates a shift in the social order in the sense that it's contributing even more to the neoliberal accumulation of wealth in the hands of the 1%. Or, like, to a larger extent, I guess it's good to fake information now. That's already bad. Like, the internet's already dead. I don't know what you mean. Why is the win condition for AI its ability to ruin the world? I already think that it is ruining the world. I'm not saying that I'm not afraid of AI in the sense that I don't think it's bad. I call it demon tech. Am I not afraid of demons? Like, I'm not saying it's nothing in the sense that it has no effect. It clearly has an effect. You know, I'm saying that it will not achieve any of the things that it has been like. People are not pitching AI on the basis that it will ruin the world. If they were, then they probably wouldn't have the stock market cap that they do right now.
Known information. So you can see here, they define how they did it. They started with a Shodan search. They found an IP. They read a certificate. They Shodan. Followed the DNS. They parsed a header, downloaded 53 megabytes of source code from a government endpoint that forgot to lock the door. And then they're reading the architecture of a system that decides who gets to use AI and who gets reported to FinCEN.
I'm shook.
So, one of the things, we started off talking about how this is about Discord and how they're connected to Persona. Now, Discord does say that this is only experimental and that this is only with certain UK users, which shouldn't make you feel any better whatsoever, but it likely isn't going to be rolled out to the entire thing that they're doing in March, especially now that all of this stuff is coming to light before March is even happening. But guess who else uses Persona for their facial identification stuff? OpenAI, Coursera, Twilio, Square, Lime, Brex, Branch, WeTravel, Coffee Meets Bagel, Flipster, Nextdoor, Frax, Bridge, Octo.
This is why it's so like the idea that you need to protect your privacy is so worthless. Oh, it turns out every company has been secretly dealing with a, like all of them have a secret undisclosed back-end deal with an AI data analysis firm that has been illegally sending data to the government. Like, what do you do about this? Well, you fucking kidding me? By the way, you see the bottom there, LinkedIn, Twitch, Roblox? Like, no, it's an incomprehensible theft of data.
LinkedIn, Twitch, Roblox, Regional Bank, Citizen Health, K-Health, Neighbor, BitGo, Playboy, Crypto Exchange, AngelList, Empower, MyRent, and Robinhood.
Crypto Exchange. Imagine, for crypto. I'm gonna get LSD on the internet. Fucking, there's no way they'll find me out. Me scanning my face to get the crypto market account. Immediately being sent to Palantir and the fucking Department of Justice.
So certain ones of these make sense that you would compare financial transactions, Robinhood, amongst them. But other ones like Roblox, not necessarily exactly what you want to be submitting your child's ID for.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just for you to be aware of, for you to watch out for, and is something that is a developing story, because also one of the things that's noted at the top of the blog post is that they are their cursor thing.
I think we're getting to the point where living offline and quitting the internet may be the best course for most people. No, I disagree. For one, it won't work and you won't do it and you're lying. And for two, they would still get your info. They could, I promise you, they could still get your asshole 3D model from the toilet cameras they put in gas station bathrooms. There's no way around this. You cannot personal responsibility your way out of this.
Like the most 90s website for one of the most wild things that is happening. You don't even know this, but it's playing music. So they're playing music on this. It's like a GeoCities website for something that's so groundbreaking in terms of the information it's revealing. But you know, that's the cybersecurity industry, I guess. But they say that they're in direct written correspondence with Persona CEO Rick Song, who has been responsive and engaged in good
faith. They made Facebook profiles for people who died before Facebook was created. What's the name of that that tech they've been working on to use AI to create and maintain profiles for non-existent or for dead people? They've been working on it for your Project Lazarus. Yeah, the one where like, if the idea being that if a person dies, you could use Project Lazarus to like resurrect them, hence Lazarus, through the info you scrape off their pre-existing data profiles, and then they could continue existing online and nobody would even know. Like, theoretically, you could die in a car accident and somebody could Lazarus your social media accounts and your parents would never find out, at least until like it came time to visit them or whatever, because you could still send them messages on Facebook and like leave them voicemails, because they can easily imitate your voice with any information. Like, they could definitely imitate mine. There's thousands of hours of my voice out there. And they could, like, you could basically, like, live through tech. Not really live, of course, but, like, people could be deceived into thinking that you exist through tech. They've been working on it for years. They've already replaced me. That's true. I mean, it sounds like a joke, but, like, legitimately, if we're not there already, we're getting near there, the point where it would be indistinguishable. They certainly have enough, like, data to train off of to imitate me. That's why I got to go to events now and again.
And that Rick is committed to answering the 18 questions in the details that they provide. All correspondence will be published in full as a part two of the series. The core findings, including OpenAI watchlist DB.withpersona.com and its 27 months of certificate transparency history, remain unaddressed. So there's a lot of information they're not talking about. There's hopefully going to be some more clarity that's going to be coming forward in a little bit, especially if Persona CEO is actually abiding with this. We'll see how that goes. But as websites are asking for you to verify your identity, keep in mind it is more than just what they're saying. It is not necessarily just about protecting the children. It looks to go...
Really, the guys who have been lying this whole time and keep getting found out for lying more and hiding information and breaking the law might also be lying? Good Lord, though. You can do some stuff to minimize how you're being tracked. The more public something is, more easily scraped and tracked. This can't stop surveillance. You can do stuff like graphing OS for your phones. Get off with it. I don't know any of this shit. You know more about tech than I do. I don't know nothing about nothing. You know, listen, I'm cooked on this because I'm a live streamer. There's no going off grid for me. My job relies on me having my, you know, I'm sitting squarely on the grid. I've got my butt on it like a bare ass on a you know, copier. Your hair looks good today. Thanks. I did nothing with it. I do think that the hope here. Like, the goal is, and I've said that, I'm going to keep repeating this, I'm sorry. Like, it seems like the most success, so what are the most successful surveillance states in human history? Two off the top of my mind, right? Nazi Germany, Soviet Union. Why? Not because of their surveillance tech. It's not the tech. It was fucking 80 years ago, right? Yeah, East Germany, right? North Korea. There are lots of examples. The thing that made those societies so effective in their surveillance were human informants. And it seems like that's the key that's missing here. Who cares if the government has petabytes of data on every citizen if doing anything about anyone would require a bunch of humans to get involved, none of whom, like, enjoy or care about this data? Does that make any sense? Like, in order, like, what are you going to do at a trial? You're going to get, so police, that you have to issue a warrant and it has to be filed down to the police. The police arrest you, a prosecutor who has to go after you. And then you're at court. And what are they going to say? They're going to say, like, well, here's a bunch of abstract information we pulled via illegal methods from secret. Like, how does this hold up in discovery? You know, it seems like ever since the Patriot Act, probably going back way before then, but, like, especially since then, the government has really, really, really overinvested on public-private partnerships with tech firms that have allowed it to do unprecedented surveillance, but they've never really built the social environment that would allow that surveillance to be used. You know what I mean? Like, they could, but it would be really tough. You would have to get Americans on board with the idea that, like... Like, you would need to facilitate an environment where children are ratting out their parents because the children are like, seeing them use software that allows them to circumvent the data logging of the Discord login. Like, do you understand what I mean? Like, you would need to get people really fucking paranoid in that kind of way. And honestly, people, like, just aren't. You know, the closest thing we have is Republicans calling ICE on each other, which is very bad, but not what I'm talking about. It's not the same kind of thing, you know. Whether or not a person is an illegal immigrant, at least the perception of the average Republican, is really just like a matter of racial animus. It doesn't track onto this sophisticated and, like, very duplicitous worldview that a network of informants needs to, like, be a part of, you know. Mark Zuckerberg's team was almost held in contempt of court when he had to testify yesterday. Yeah, it seems like in spite of how much surveillance they have done a miserably bad job of actually building the systems that they would need to use it. And I think the reason for that is because this surveillance is very much like the AI company RAM orders that are, like, backlogged till 2028, a virtue signal. I think that a lot of this tech, a lot of this surveillance is being employed as a way of facilitating like very lucrative government contracts, stock market valuation, but not actually about doing the thing it's meant to do. Like the AI companies are saying what they're saying because they want to inflate their market cap, not because they want to like, you know, actually implement AI. They don't give a fuck about the actual tech. They only care about using it as a vessel for profit. So as long as the people producing surveillance tech are operating on the same set of assumptions, and that's their bias, and they're not really doing anything to fill out the informant side of the social network, it seems like we're going to live in a world where the government has theoretically like a 3D model of the inside of your colon, but nobody ever looks at it or does anything with it, you know? Like, the government has, by triangulating all of these different like modes of surveillance, like concrete evidence that you've broken the law 523 times, mostly jaywalking, they have you shoplifting 112 times, you know, but no one's ever going to go through that, because in order to actually like get you at court for it, they would need to dig through such an abstract mountain of data. Can you imagine like proving this to a jury? Like you are being charged with 63 counts of shoplifting, and then the prosecutorial team comes out and they're like, all right, jury, this is going to be like a lot of shit, but you need to follow through, okay? So here is a 3D model of the entirety of the city of Seattle as constructed by bouncing Wi-Fi signals. Now, as you can see, we have like the fidelity down to like the millimeter here, okay? Now, we're going to show you 8,700 consecutive stills that we pulled in 2-second intervals, showing you a very interesting set of crimes committed. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I think there's a reason why people don't usually pull out the rectum 3D models when they're trying to go for a quick prosecution. I don't just, isn't that what AI is good for, though? Like going through an enormous database? Yeah, but you still have to go through like the human element. That's the thing. Like at the end of the day, all forms of authoritarianism still funnel at some point or another through the human element. Much as I'm sure they'd like to change that. The problem is AI can enable this. AI removes the need for the human element. I disagree. AI allows you to sift through and find the interesting or relevant information, but still, at the point of a conviction, you need to involve humans. In America, you need a jury, unless you accept a plea deal, which I don't think you should if it seems like the prosecution's evidence against you is entirely like deep state surveillance tech that is, by the way, literally illegal. I should remind you, all the stuff all this stuff is illegal. This data harvesting is illegal. It violates the law. So, like, good luck in court with that, I guess. You know? All this, yeah, the deep state rectum 3D scan technology. Like, yeah, if you sort through, like, an insane amount of data, then you find evidence that is conclusive. But, like, you have to convince a human of this, and it's all illegal. So, to be fair, how much does the law apply to billionaires? Not relevant. We're talking about prosecutions directed against ordinary people. Also, they just don't have as much power as they want, man. I mean, what were we looking at? Judge scolds Zuckerberg's team for wearing Meta glasses at a social media trial? Fucking retards. They're going to use AI to convict Luigi? I don't necessarily think that's true. Also, it does, like, don't you think what's going on right now with Luigi Mangione is kind of, like, part of the point? It seems like it. So, Luigi is a perfect case study because they desperately, desperately, desperately want to prosecute him because he literally, like, murdered one of their, like, hashtag their guys, like, one of the elite, you know? Or allegedly did. It doesn't really matter in this case. We'll say they're pinning it on somebody. It doesn't matter. But, you know, so far, all they've been doing is flubbing. They have made numerous mistakes, from openly perp-walking him and giving Luigi's defense team a convincing argument in favor of, like, biasing the case, to, like, the judge overturning the charge that he could have gotten the death sentence for, to a judge like opening an inquiry into the like body cam from the police officer being turned off for 15 minutes, after which they found a gun in the backpack that he allegedly had on it. Like, there's so it, at the end of the day, man, they really want Luigi, but unfortunately, like, all this stuff still runs through humans, you know? Yeah, the fucking documentary that was... Yeah. So much shit like that, you know? Listen, I'm not saying this stuff isn't dangerous. I'm just saying don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. Don't be doomer. Don't be like, they have a 3D scan of my colon. It's fucking over. It's fucking over. They know I have hemorrhoids. You know, you have to... You understand that the... giving up now because they have this surveillance technology would be like... I'm trying to think. It would be like giving up on the concept of socialism because capitalist governments have fighter jets or something. It's like an abstracted misunderstanding of how technology and power actually works. Dude, it's fucking over. They literally have Abrams tanks. What are we supposed to do? And it's like, I mean, that's like bad, I guess, but that wasn't really like the issue. The tanks aren't innately the problem, and the absence of the tanks wouldn't make this any easier. The tanks are just like an element of the, you know what I mean? It's fucking over. They have stealth bombers. Okay, they could have stealth bombers. I don't think that really like changes the broader like dynamic that much, to be honest with you. They've got guns. Gundams? They've got fucking Gundams. They've got Metal Gears. Kind of got off track there. There's a longer AI segment. How do I even title this, man? Like I know we talked about a lot of stuff, but like the... You can't even... It's not even just Discord. It's like everyone.